Hi there, welcome to the Footstomp and Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Tumier, and this is our Christmas and New Year edition. I wanted to play a few of my favourite tracks from 2010, so we're going to start off with a record that was a great start to the year for me. I really enjoyed it. It's Man's Ruin by Callum McCrimmon. It's a really different CD. He put a lot of thought into it. And this tune, the track is called Under the Influence. And when I was teaching at Folkworks this year, it was great to see all the kids learning this tune and loving it so much. So, Under the Influence.
Thank you.
That was Man's Ruins by Callum McCrimmon. And Callum jokes about this album that Callum's a bagpiper with Braybach, and the only bagpipes in this album are actually a picture on the cover. But at Footstomp, and we do have lots of bagpipe albums if this is what your thrill is. Another album that seems to have been out for ages is Mark the Hard Earth by Chris Drever. I've loved both of Chris's solo albums, and I just wanted to play the title track of this. I still listen to this a lot, this album. This is Mark the Hard Earth.
When the sun shines down heavenly throne, all the people lying on the ground like lizards on a stone. If Saul brings sunny weather, it's only thank you.
Mark the Hard Earth by Chris Drever. And we have Chris Drever's first album at foodstomper.com. And if you love Chris's singing in general, you can also hear him with Lou. And they have released, is it 3 albums now? And very worthwhile checking out. And they play all the time, so look for them in a club near you. One of the most popular fiddlers in Scotland is Duncan Chisholm. Duncan has played with all the top bands, Blazing Fiddles, Session A9, Wolfstone, Julie Fowlis, and has his own thing with Ivan Drever that you hear quite a lot, and they're very funny when you get to hear them live. Great stories. Well, this is his second solo album, Canach, and again, very popular. His last one was really popular as well and won the Album of the Year at the Scots Trad Music Awards in 2008. Well, Duncan is famous for his beautiful slow airs, and we're going to play one of them now, and it's a Gaelic title. It's called A Hero's Na Hug or a Eel, I think. And well, it's beautiful. Just have a listen. Canach by Duncan Chisholm, and we have all of Duncan's albums as well as plenty of fiddle music at foodstomping.com. Now, I don't know if anyone's planning to make New Year's resolutions this year. I don't actually have any succinct ones, but you know, after that last very poor Gaelic pronunciation, maybe this is the year I could find some time how to maybe not speak Gaelic, although everyone should speak Gaelic. I mean, just actually find out how to pronounce Gaelic. I totally recommend Gaelic, by the way. You should really have a shot of it. It's the most beautiful language, and I believe the poems and everything are just wonderful to read. So check it out. There's lots of distance learning courses from the Highlands and Islands University at Salmorostig and everything. Definitely check it out. Well, another event of 2010 was Sandy Wright releasing his first album, his first solo album. Sandy's been writing songs for years and years, including, I think he wrote, he wrote the song we're going to play, Beans and Feathers, but Chris Drever did a great cover of this on his first album. And Sandy is a top guy and a fabulous guitar player. I used to play with Sandy back in the early 90s in the Tron. We used to do the session on a Tuesday night, and it's great to see this album come out. It's a double album. It's on the first album, it's Sandy singing a lot of his songs, and the second album they've got lots of guests, and including Chris Drever, Chris Wood, and Eddie Reader all to sing his songs. It's a really great album, and it's a bargain as well, so check it out. It's called The Songs of Sandy Wright, and this is B Beads and Feathers. Up-and-coming Artist of the Year at MG Alaba Scots Trad Music Awards was Matthew Watson, and Matthew has been a musician. He's a very young musician. I don't know if he's 20 yet, but he has been on the scene for years, and he's now playing with lots of folks, including Fred Morrison, couldn't remember there for a minute, and a very talented fiddler and guitar player. So this is from his debut album that came out around September time, I think it is, and it's called Matthew Watson by Matthew Watson. Thank you. Matthew Watson by Matthew Watson, and we have a little bit of Matthew Watson at footstomping.com, but we also have loads of guitar and fiddle music, as well as song music. We have everything. Anyway, we're going to finish off with Ewan Robertson's debut CD. The album's called Some Kind of Certainty. And the fact about this podcast is Ewan is also a member of Brayback, so he now officially becomes the second member of Brayback to play on this one podcast. I'm going to play a track, Ginna, Where a Baron's Heir, which is a Robert Burns song, which was first, I think, famously covered by Dougie McLean, then Hamish Napier of Back of the Moon covered it, and now it's Ewan's turn, and it's a lovely melody. So thanks again for listening. I really hope you all have a brilliant Christmas and an even better 2011. I hope things are all looking up for you, and you continue to smile and continue to love your Scottish music. If you've ever got any questions, you know you can get in touch with us via footstomping.com, and we're happy to give you any help we can. Remember, we'll be continuing to update the Facebook page. That's facebook.com/footstomping, or our Twitter page. That's twitter.com/footstomping. We have a YouTube channel, and which is /footstomping1. And you can also catch us, oh yes, I think on Feedburner we have a Google channel, you know. God, could I go on? So, but the best way, of course, to keep up with Footstomping is with our newsletter, which you can get by visiting footstomping.com, and down the bottom of every page is where you can subscribe. Loads of information every week. So, thanks again. As I say, have a lovely time. Don't eat too much. Don't drink too much. But keep smiling, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Can I wear a baron's ear? And could I braid with gems your hair? My key bros, ye are fair. Lassie, won't you lose me? And I could tack ye to the tune and show you brosses, money's a name, and busk you wee silken goon. Lassie, would you lose me? Or should you be content to prove in lonely life unfading love a heart not on earth could move? Lassie, would you lose me? And near the lavrock wing the sky say, forest high, and work with me, say merrily, lassie, would you lure me? And when the broad moon glistens o'er our wee bit beyond Hesdry Moor, will you no greet that we're sae poor, lassie, but to lure? For I hae nought to offer ye, nae gowd frae mine, nae pearl frae the sea, nor am I come o high degree, lassie, but to lure ye. Thank you. can I wear a baron's ear? And could I braid with gems your hair? Mikey Brooms, ye are fair. Lassie, would you lose me? For I hae naughty offer ye, nae gowd frae mine, nae pearl frae the sea. Nor am I come o high degree, lassie, but I lose.